Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Last year, like a lot of Black Americans, I started thinking more about our collective history in America and my own place in it. My family had a plot of land in East Texas near a town called Mount Pleasant. I grew up in Arizona, and as far as I was concerned, Texas was another planet. Big hats, rodeos, that show Dallas. We drove through Mount Pleasant once, but I don't remember much. As I got older, my dad would call and talk about the Texas property. He'd daydream about all the ways that might one day give him a financial cushion. How it would buy a better life for him and my brother, who has a disability. How there might be oil on the land, or some kind of rare timber. And if I'm being honest, he planted some of those thoughts in my head too. Then came the pandemic and George Floyd, and I started thinking more about inequality in America. And because I'm a business journalist, the racial wealth gap. I started digging into my past and Texas. I learned that the land would never be our ticket to prosperity. It was gone. When I found out why, I realized my family's story isn't much different from other Black Americans. I started wondering, how did other Black people build wealth in America? And how did they hold on to it? Or, like my family, fail to hold on to it?
That's what we'll be exploring on this season of The Paycheck, the racial wealth gap. The U.S. is the richest nation in the world, and has been for a long time. But while Black people make up around 13% of the population, they hold just 3% of all the wealth.
I'm Jackie Simmons.
And I'm Rebecca Greenfield. Starting on March 11th, we'll be diving into how the racial wealth gap came to be.
He was deeply, deeply racist. He couldn't have cared less about the fate of the former slaves. And he restored white supremacy as quickly as he could.
What it looks like now.
He was the next thing to God in this county. He controlled all the bank boards, and he said, nobody lends more money in this county than I do. And if you don't learn how to speak to me, you're not gonna get any money, and you won't be farming very long. I told him I didn't know what Jesus Christ nor God looked like. I said, but he can't look like you.
And what might start to close it?
It is a way to repair egregious injury and crimes against humanity against the Black community. Yes, it is reparations. Let's not call it anything else to make you feel better.
Subscribe to The Paycheck on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you on March 11th.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative, investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.